Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Days. Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a brand new world. Wanda looked all around this town, and all she found was her. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks since she got married that one started getting
good. Okay.
She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her. When she finally got the nerve to file for divorce, she let the law
say. I don't think there's a chorus coming up. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. This is Goodbye Earl, Patreon Sam's favorite song.
Ever.
Ever. Is this the chorus? We got the lineup. We're going to talk about it. We got what to watch for. We got pitching path to victory. We got homer draft, over-under, and premonitions. That's the show. The lineup I'll go through right away because it leads to a bigger discussion that we just found out about. Google, take me to the lineup, Talking Yanks Twitter page. The lineup's kind of shitty. Let's talk about it. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Stanton, DHing, batting
love
second.
Love it, love it.
Aaron Judge.
Let's go!
Hitting third, playing right field. Luke Voigt.
Bang.
It's DHing.
Back.
And then Clint Frazier.
Hold up.
In the five hole.
All right.
Brett Gardner.
Excuse me?
Playing center field in the six hole. Miguel Andujar. Playing third base, batting seventh. Kyle Higashioka.
Bang.
Is catching, batting eighth. And Wade is, why is Higgy not batting fifth and Clint eighth? They're just trying to spread out people that can get hits?
Yeah, spread them out. Try to pick up Clint and Guardy. I actually like having them back to back. Like, guys, figure it out. Maybe that's what they're doing with Clint, Guardy, and Andujar. They're all fighting for the left field job right now.
Maybe that's your what to watch for.
All three of them in a row.
We just got word that Hicks tore the sheath to his tendon. Same thing, if you're an old enough Yankee fan to remember, that Mark Teixeira did in the World Baseball Classic in 2013. Teixeira missed like the rest of that season and says that he was never the same afterwards. So it's not a light injury. I think we're going to not see Hicks for a long time. Which makes the Talkman trade not ideal. Because now Brett Gardner is the only center fielder on the team. Everyday center fielder, Brett Gardner. Florial gets promoted to AAA. Where you are a team in a championship window. So Florial becoming the everyday center fielder isn't really even an option. So Cashman's probably picking up the phone to make some trades.
1-for-3 last year for Florial. Hey, Florial's an athlete that catches fly balls in the outfield, which kind of puts him on our outfield depth chart currently. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Hicks news is pretty bad. Lindsey Adler had a good tweet about it. We'll see what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to track. Like you said, Teixeira said pretty bad things about the injury. He did have a good year, 2015, 30-plus homers after that, and they start shifting more and stuff. But the man says his wrist was, like, never the same, and he points to that. So that's nervous times in Yankees land, and the second half of this lineup hasn't hit all year. And, yeah, I mean, Talkman, We've been talking about a Tauchman trade since the end of spring training. He essentially outperformed Guardian Clint. And then, you know, Wandy Peralta's looked nice, but is also a lefty reliever that we think they pretty much got because he has an option if they needed to send him down. And now, Mike Tauchman would be probably in the heart of our lineup. He's been batting leadoff for the San Francisco Giants, who currently have the best record in the National League. So I don't know, man. Yeah, we're hitting a point of the season that is very interesting.
Yeah. Text had happened in the World Baseball Classic. He thought it was, he didn't do surgery. Thought he was like, that's the good news. I'm not going to need surgery. Just 2 months out to let it recover. He came back June 1st, played like 15 games, and then needed surgery and never played again. It's not a, it's a,
that year.
Never played that season again. His whole thing is like not going to be season ending, and it did end a season. So, yeah, Yanks are fucking twisted up right now in the outfield. They got to make a trade. If he's out for as long as everything's looking like he's going to be out, like Boone doesn't say surgery is a possibility unless that's surgery. So, Yanks can't have Gardner be the everyday center fielder. Whatever. Bigger discussion than just this game.
Yeah.
But
tune in to Talking Yanks Sunday.
Hicks out, Glaber out, Gio out. Pretty crazy bad lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, tryouts 5 through 7. Higgy, Wade. Higgy's been good. Higgy's been really good. So, hey, man. We're playing Baltimore. I know, like you said, last series, there's not the same Baltimore stigma. Like, we run these guys. We go nuts. Kramer, who's on the mound for them, it's, you know, he's had, like, 11 MLB starts, and half of them have been against the Yankees up until this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're in Camden Yards. Every hitter's top five ballpark to hit in. Like, man, Clint Andujar. You guys have the opportunity that you've been screaming about for the last 2 years. Clint, 4 years. Like, go, man. Go or don't. Go or be gone.
Well,
you like that?
Clint or Andujar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously thoughts change.
Yeah.
And Steph, if you were to put any money down, if I thought Clint or Andujar would be like part of the team next year or like part of the path to victory next year, I would say no. I don't know if it's a trade or just like, you know, buried in the depth chart, but I'd bet on no right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, value-wise, they're both at an all-time low. So that's part of the problem there.
It wouldn't be a fun, yeah, it would just be a dump.
And they still have options.
Just be like
so
a sunny gray change of scenery type thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have that because, I mean, it's Sonny Gray had an MLB career up until that point. This is Sunday episode stuff. The boys are going to get hot. Stay hot. The Yankees have been hot. We're winning series. Klubot on the bump.
Yeah, my what to watch versus Higgy, man.
Okay.
He hasn't been hitting in a while. And Gary's now hitting, so.
Okay.
They have the schedule of, like, you know, 3-for-1, 2-for-other, and every 5 days or whatever. We'll see, but, you know, his last 14 games, he's got a 146 batting average with a 255 on base percentage. So he that early hot streak for, like, the first 3 times he played in the season where he put 3 games in a row is it's lost its legs.
A little bit.
So
he clipped Scherzer with the home run that day that Scherzer was nasty. But, yeah, outside of that.
Yeah, outside of that, it's
been
nothing.
Thin.
Yes.
It's been very thin. So, yeah, and hey.
Sick of saying Clinton, Guardy, and the rest. So,
at the same time, you know, I think the stat came out today. The Yankees catcher's OPS is the highest in the AL. So, again, scope and just how bizarre all that is. But, yeah, I mean, Higgy, you know, 5 through 9 right now, if you got to pick one hitter today, he'd be the guy.
5 through 9?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, All right, Higster and with Kluber, they've been a nice duo. And hey, Kluber against these Orioles, let's get another nice start out of you, Big Daddy.
Have the Orioles been like hitting or winning or doing anything? They just got swept by the Mets. Boston took 3 out of 4. No, not really.
I'll circle. Let me circle guard dog.
Okay, circle him.
Because Aaron Hicks, you know, there's chance of a good injury on the horizon. And he's the only center fielder. The other option would be Floreal, which, you know, he saw the show last year in a very weird doubleheader fashion. This would be a great. How about this? This could be a Brett Gardner moment in the DVD. Hicks goes down. It's a weird injury. Sheath. We saw it from another switch hitter a couple years back. Is today the day Gardy gets going? You're going to get some run at center field. Is today the day, and he's got the two kids surrounding him that are also fighting for playing time, that he says this is why the old man is here.
We'll see. 0 for 8 career against Dean Kramer.
Seen him.
Seen him. With one walk.
Oh, so he's really seeing him.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Glaber has good numbers against Kramer, obviously. So does DJ. Man. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, can this lineup beat up on the Orioles? I hope so.
I mean, hey, that top four, peak of their powers, pretty good.
Yes.
5 through 7 are guys at different points of their career we've seen get hot.
You know how the Yankees used to, Yankees fans?
Higgy and Wade, two guys that have been really nice to talking Yanks.
Yeah, I mean, I like them as people a lot. You know how we've been saying, and especially in 2019, and Yankees fans love to say, like, oh, backups would start on other teams. The 5 through 9 wouldn't start on, like, any other teams right now.
Yeah, I mean, right now, absolutely. And I do think, you know, there's a lot of baseball teams struggling throughout the sport right now. But, yeah, no, I mean, those guys aren't playing good. I'm sure a lot of other teams are saying, like, oh, should we go get that Frazier kid? I think the Yanks are done with him. And you're like, what? Why do you have an accent like that in Seattle?
No, you're just a kid.
There's a New York kid in Seattle.
Never.
She's a
never,
huge Mariners fan.
I don't know what that feels like.
It's folk split. Mullins, Hayes, Mancini, or as Trevor Plouffe said, Mancini. Is that Galvis cleaning up your boy? Mountcastle, DJ Star in right field. Franco at third. Is that who's catching? Severino and Valleca, the second baseman. Dean Kramer on the mound.
Damn.
This is my eye test. I don't need to, but I like it. It's tough with the sunnies on. Anything else?
I don't know. I want to look up the lineup that DJ faced. Last time he faced the Orioles, it's mostly the same guys.
Lineup that DJ? Kluber?
Kluber, sorry. Same two robots. I got my robots confused.
Robot mix it. Does not compute. Hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Jake.
I got stuff, man.
Jake. Sound effect, Jake.
Oh, I don't think I could ever do that.
You can't ever fart from your armpit?
I think so, no.
That's embarrassing. Can you fart from your elbow? Of course you can. Skinny kids can do it really easily.
Wow. Are skinny, we both offended?
Guy. I don't know. I think is that more of a diss at you? I have no idea.
I mean,
skinny's not an insult.
According to doctors.
No.
You're not skinny. I've never been skinny. You've never been skinny.
So that's why I'm saying I should be more insulted.
Yeah.
Because I said you're not skinny.
Yes.
You think you are?
Jimmy. What the hell, man?
Skinny's not like an arbitrary thing. Like good looking. Like if I called you ugly, you could be like, I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
That's a bad example.
But skinny is just like, you know, there's a... You are or you aren't.
Sure.
It's not up to the eye of the beholder.
I think it is.
Where are we?
I don't know. You were looking up Kluber's lineup the last time against the Orioles, I think, and then...
Oh, no, I'm not looking that up.
Okay.
I'm looking up...
Huge.
...the bottom five of the order's splits in the last 10 games.
Individually?
No, as a unit.
Okay.
Because I'm just... I think it's going to be so bad.
Yankees, the pitching path to victory. I think the two guys you can rule out are Michael King and Justin Wilson. King threw 48 bullets. Wilson threw 28 bullets and has been bad. Chapman, again, there was kind of heavy usage. And Chad Green has actually gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 days without being used. So you could see a Chad Green close today. That wouldn't shock me. Because Chappie has been getting used a lot. Loaiza should be clear if they need it. Sesser hasn't pitched in over a week. Wandy Peralta has thrown one pitch in a week. Okay.
Everyone's available.
Litke hasn't thrown in 5 days. So, I mean.
The off day to Monty to Cole kind of saved, like, which we needed because the first three
everyone
weeks.
Everyone but Chapman.
Everyone but Chapman. We needed because the first couple weeks they were, you know, it was.
Yeah, they've been good for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. They've really been balanced. Good starting pitching. So, yeah, I think you, Kluber, you're either looking at. I think you go Litke or Peralta. You want to get the lefty in there. Different look. And then they kind of haven't been doing high leverage chest. So maybe they just go Litke and let him rip for two. Kluber to Litke to Chad.
Kluber to Litke to Chad. I like that. I like that as well. Okay, so the bottom five of the lineup today in the last 10 games. Have combined in 34 or in 87 plate appearances.
Okay.
87 plate appearances. Bottom five of the order have combined for a 105 batting average and a 218 on base percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go knock them around. Can we, like, get funky with it? Like, Clint's going to draw walks because he's not swinging right now.
Sure.
Gardy, either walks or triples. Don't care. Those are your two options.
Okay.
Higgy, home runs, that's all.
And Duhar doubles.
And Duhar doubles and Wade bunts.
Infield hits?
Yeah, let's together.
Let's open that up a little bit.
String together a bunch of infield hits and walks out of the bottom five.
Infield hits for Wade, homers for Higgy, doubles for Andujar, triples for Gardner, walks for Clint.
Yes.
That covers everyone, right?
I think so.
Okay.
You cool with that?
Yeah. I thought about giving Clint, like, bullet singles because I feel like when he does that pretty, but we're good. He's been walking. He's a walker. Likes to walk.
Clint with a bullet single?
He's a walker.
I don't think he's had a bullet hit all year.
Yeah, he had one last series up against the wall. Double.
Okay. Do that again.
Someone hit. If you hit today... Of any of the bottom five.
If one of those bottom
five. You play tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe. They don't really believe in that, but yeah, you should.
And the only one who's not is Gardy. Four of you guys have been begging for that. Higgy, you had like a minor league life that outdates a lot of these guys. He did. It's an awesome story, Jim. He was like, he had a lot of minor league baseball up until age 29.
Yeah.
Tyler Wade, you've always wanted the opportunity. Clint, you've always wanted it. Andujar, you've always wanted it. And old man Gardy's going to drop these nuts on your face.
Uh-oh, I'm running into something here.
Okay.
Freddie Galvis did not play last time when Kluber faced the Orioles.
Okay.
So... Freddie Galvis also was put onto our radar as a potential backup infielder trade come the deadline, in the same vein as Adani Echevarria. Backed up shortstop that's better than Wade and experienced in big moments and blah, 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 blah. I don't know if he's...
You're calling a mid-series trade.
No. He's just on the watch list.
Okay.
And he didn't face Kluber last time, and he knows, he listens to Talking Yanks, so Freddie knows, oh, wait, I could play myself onto the Yankees if I have a good series here. So watch out for Freddie Galvis. He might try to flash it all. He might try to flash the leather at short. He might try to flash like a stolen base speed. He might hit a double and infield single.
I see three potential tryouts on the Orioles this weekend.
Okay. Who else?
Trey, Freddie, and DJ Starr.
DJ Starr. I like DJ Stewart.
Yeah, he's beefy. He plays a little corner outfield. We could use that.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jake won last series? No. No one got any homers last series.
It's busted.
So I'm still up.
A tie.
5-2 and 10-5 on the season.
Hit more home runs, guys.
You're up first, Jake.
I'm taking Brett Gardner.
Nice.
Yeah. I've explained it all up.
Cool. I'm going to take Judge and Stanton.
Ooh. Ooh. Getting it out.
Who knows who's going to start game three?
Sure.
Gary, save him. Gio might come back. They said Glaber is real close. They think they're going to skirt some of the 10-day stuff.
That's what I was thinking. I mean,
Gio, Gary, Glaber might be available in later games. They're not available today, so I'm playing the game a little.
That would make sense. Yeah, I'll probably go Voit. I'll go Voit.
Okay.
The men on the team.
Yeah, we took the men.
I took the men.
I took the men, too.
You took the man times two.
Two
I
A's?
Took, I took the
That's
man.
That's why you dragged it out? Man.
Like, oh, that guy's the man. Those guys, my guys are men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was just combating it for the sake of being prideful of my picks.
Zach,
who's you like better?
You can be honest.
I'm leaning Jake because I've gone Judge and Stanton pretty heavily, and it hasn't worked out recently, so maybe we'll switch it around.
It's a good episode.
Yeah.
The worst person to lie to yourself is you.
What do you think the over-under is? Kluber versus Kramer. Good job, Zach. Best
a nine. Whoa, this lineup's atrocious. 8.5. A lazy 8.5. They still think there's some Camden magic in, like, offense.
They think Kluber's pretty good. 8.5, I like that. Yeah, I'll put 9 for Schlitz and Giggs.
Under.
Honda, huh? They went over last game because they let the Rays score a bunch of runs. Oh, God. Kluber. Yeah, I don't know, man. Give me the over.
I like it.
It's
a
silly sport.
I like your pick.
It's a silly sport.
I like your pick a lot. I like your pick a lot.
It's a silly sport.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a fucking deflating lineup, man.
A little bit.
Yanks have been winning, so I love it. But the offense hasn't scoring, so you're begging on a great outing. And with how much bullpen they have, Jake, maybe like they... And Kluber going deep last game.
Right.
8 innings last game, or was that 2 games ago now?
That was 2. He had was he 5.2? He went toe-to-toe with Scherzer. 5.2, something like that.
So he's thrown 100 pitches in his last 2 games. So maybe with the fresh bullpen and knowing that they need like 3 runs to win a game,
okay.
Maybe there's a, you're cruising 80 pitches through 5, but we're just going to give you a breather because we got a fresh pen.
Could see that. I mean, maybe they don't let Cedric Mullins see him the third time, depending if he looks like a stud against us again. Or... that Freddie Galvis, Mountcastle, Stewart Lane. That would be a good switch Freddie around, and you get another lefty. We mix in some good stuff.
There's always a little bit of good knowledge surrounded by crap. Mostly Jake.
Why'd you smile when he said that, Zach?
Thought of a joke.
What was the joke you just thought of?
Two nuts walk into a bar. I think you know. Do you know the punchline to this one? I feel like you know this one.
I don't know this one.
two nuts walking to a bar, one was assaulted.
The other was roasted.
Yeah.
What is this picture of you?
I think my all-timer for that one.
Yeah.
That's a good picture. That was me this morning.
What are you doing?
I didn't have a shirt, and Jess was still asleep in the room, and I was cold, so I just tied that blanket around me.
And then you realized you needed to take a picture?
I mean, it's pretty silly, right?
Yeah.
And so I wondered if I looked Game of Thrones-ish at all, because I didn't look in a mirror. And when I looked, I was like, that's not bad.
It's close enough that people will get it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to have, like, the full conversation. We had a taste of it.
And holy smokes. How much is going to change in the next two days?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because if Hicks is done for the season or for 2 months, they traded the only other backup center fielder. They're not going to run with Florial. It'd be irresponsible. They're not going to run with Gardner.
Unless Florial is good.
No, even if he's good, you need to get someone that's you can't run with Florial without a parachute. So they gotta get someone else. Guardy can't play center field every single day, and it's not gonna be a Guardy Florial platoon in center making it Clint in left every day.
They got Greg Allen.
So there's no way Guardy, Clint, and Florial are the answer that two of them will perform well enough that we're like, yeah, we're good. If Hicks is out for the season, no way. So I think the trade just pivoted to an outfielder quickly.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting. But yeah, a lot will change by the time we
do it again. In about 48 hours.
What the heck?
Move like a bug.
And we're out. See you guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.